So yes, we celebrate our country, we celebrate our faith, but it is united in this heart of Jesus Christ. Not in our successes and our failures, but it is united in his love. And so he says, what are we going to do about it? Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. If we stop and say, how blessed are we? How blessed am I in my life? How many successes have I had? How many things have I not had to worry about? And am I willing to share that with others? You know, I think in this week and upcoming weeks, you know, a good challenge is to say, can you simply do a nice deed for someone else without looking for something in return? Try to go out of your way just to do something kind for somebody else. It's tougher than you think to just simply look for something without a kindness in return. But to say, Lord, I give this to you because you have already done so much for me. And another way is to just simply stop and say, Lord, so many times the evil one lives in my heart and my mind and I say, I am not worthy of your love. Today, help me to change that mindset and say, instead, Lord, thank you for loving me. Though I am a sinner, though I am unworthy, thank you for loving me. Help me to never forget that love. For if I hold on to your love, then anything is possible. And so as we celebrate our country, as we celebrate our faith, as we celebrate just ourselves, we say, Lord, I am loved. I am yours. And if I remember that, then I can do anything. Amen?
Amen.
And so we stand.